Marshall University and the Huntington Area Food Bank have teamed up to develop a food pantry on campus for students. The idea for the pantry began 2 years ago, according to Food Bank Executive Director Tiffany Tatum.
A lot of people don't think of students as a part of the community that needs access to food resources, but really, they truly are. There are a lot of non-traditional students. Not every student is 18 years old and lives at home or can take advantage of the meal plan. A lot of times they have families or they have no family to help them.
Tatum says those are among the circumstances that made it seem necessary to provide an outlet for college students to supplement their ability to obtain food with a pantry.
Because of crazy school schedules, they can't always sustain a full-time job even if they wanted to. And so the food pantry is going to make resources available to them. They're going to have non-perishable items, so if they have to stop by in between classes, they can grab some food, stick it in their car, get a class, and then know that they're going to have some nourishment when they get out of class.
Marshall isn't the first college in the area to provide its students with a pantry. West Virginia State has a pantry that will be 1 year old in March. And West Virginia University has a pantry that opened in the fall of 2010. Tatum says Marshall and the food bank carefully studied how others in the state and region were operated.
A lot of schools limit it to just students. Some are open to the community. This, I believe, is going to be a hybrid. It's going to be open to students, to faculty. They'll be taking advantage of the USDA commodity program, which is open to the community.
The pantry is open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Tuesdays and Fridays. In order to obtain food, students need their ID and have to sign in. Elizabeth Appel Sheets is the director of the pantry, which is located in the Memorial Student Center on campus.
There's guidelines. It is for students. If a faculty staff person comes to see us and they are in need, of course we are going to assist them. There is a means test per the food bank guidelines that we have to present to people, to the students, and ask that they fall within these guidelines. And it's just going to be an honor system. We're not going to ask them to produce W-2s or paycheck stubs or anything like that, but just to attest that they do fall within these guidelines.
Sheets says she's sure that most will fall within the guidelines. She says they just don't want to be in a position where they see students going hungry.
The last thing you want to hear of is anyone going without food. And we work with students on a daily basis, and we see the need of some students who struggle to pay tuition, pay their rent, pay their utilities. And it seems like the food is at the very end of the list when it comes to prioritizing. And we just don't want anyone to go without food.
Donations of both non-perishable food and money for the pantry are welcome. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.